Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines heading into Sunday's games. Matthew Stafford, who is listed as questionable, is expected to play Sunday against the Vikings. The Patriots will be without running back Damian Harris as he was placed on the injured reserve. He spent the first 3 weeks of the season on injured reserve, but he took over the lead role in the backfield in week 4 and finished 2020 with 137 carries for 691 yards. Cardinals wide receiver Christian Kirk was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list and will not play in Sunday's game against the Rams. The football team wide receiver Terry McLaurin is listed as questionable, but intends to play against the Eagles. Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman won't carry an injury designation into Sunday's game against the Jags. Steelers tight end Eric Ebron was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list and will not play against the Browns. Seahawks running back Carlos Hyde will not play in Sunday's game against the Niners. We are down to the final week of the regular season, and Eric Segrist breaks down all 16 matchups on rotowire.com/pod. The Giants host the Cowboys at 1 p.m. Eastern, the winner of which will win the NFC East if the football team loses to the Eagles. The Cowboys have won 3 straight and come in as 3-point favorites. Their offense has hit for at least 30 points in all 3 wins. On the other side, the Giants have been the exact opposite, losing 3 straight even with Daniel Jones returning. The Giants haven't scored 20 points once in their 5 games since their bye, and they've only topped 30 points once all year. Ironically, the only occasion came via the Cowboys in Week 5 when Dak Prescott got hurt. DFS targets in this one include Wayne Gallman, Darius Slayton, and CD Lamb. Of the 4 teams fighting for a wild card spot in the AFC, the Dolphins are in arguably the worst spot. They hold the number 5 seed now, but they face a real opponent in Week 17 and one that might not go easy on them. Meanwhile, the Browns get to face a shorthanded Steelers crew, and the Ravens and Colts are taking on teams with a combined 5 total wins on the year. The Dolphins will be without Ryan Fitzpatrick, but the team should do fine with Tua. It will still be tough competition for Miami as Josh Allen and co. are undefeated since their Week 11 bye. DFS targets for this one include Devontae Parker and Devin Singletary. Over in the NFC, we have a wacky situation with the NFC West. The Rams host the Cardinals and the winner gets the wild card, while the loser only gets in if the Bears lose to the Packers. Arizona comes into the matchup with both Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins potentially less than 100% healthy. It's not much better for the Rams, who are without Jared Goff, Cooper Kupp, Daryl Henderson, and possibly Cam Akers. The only DFS target to look for in this game is Josh Reynolds, as the Cardinals rank 28th in DVOA against wide receiver twos. Elsewhere, note that the Titans claim the AFC South title with a win, but even if they come up short, they could still back into the wild card spot with a Ravens or Dolphins loss. A Packers win locks up the number 1 seed in the NFC with the precious first round bye. If you're watching other games that don't have playoff implications, note that the Raiders have lost 3 straight and 5 of their last 6. After looking like a potential playoff lock, they are fighting for a .500 record. The Chargers are the hottest team in the league that's already eliminated from postseason contention. Rookie quarterback Justin Herbert is finishing the greatest season ever by rookie QB. He already holds the rookie touchdown record and will almost certainly seize the rookie completions record. If he records 341 passing yards or more, he'd catch Andrew Luck for the rookie passing yards mark as well. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.